Blog Talk Radio.
Are you struggling to be a leader in these difficult times? Are you finding it difficult to see beyond the storm? Are you feeling on edge and finding it difficult to stay calm? Let's navigate this difficulty together. Let's shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light, illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm feeling the vibrations. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow, each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts are always available in the richness thereof online on demand for your convenience at www.talkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media, the letter, the number 4, and the letter U. Inspired Media for You, number 4, letter U. Each installment, again, of Motivational Monday is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you with our special in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And then we're going to open things up for our audience participation. We absolutely love the richness that comes from the interaction and the dialogue, so we welcome your questions and your comments. This lends to a great interactive environment, and so we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time, and we'll let you know what that looks like. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are navigating through difficulty. This is week 3 of our 4 installment series, and we have a special in-studio guest that I'm really excited about. But before I bring our guest in, I want us to go ahead and do something that I ask you to do each week for our regular listeners. We ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, a fax, an email. Oh my gosh, I'm exhausted just thinking about all of the options. But this is the thing. You get the point. And so we ask that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's program. And we extend our sincere, heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Well, if you came to Motivational Mondays and you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, desktops, or laptops, you better grab something so that you can truly capture the richness around what will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, Coach Adams. It's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we're taking a look at navigating through difficulty. Navigating through difficulty. You know, navigating through difficulty is not easy by any means. And so this week I'm excited to share with you that I have gotta love technology. OMG, the coach was dropped from her own show. It's very rare that that happens. I hope we didn't lose any of our listeners. I thank you for standing by while I worked through that technical difficulty. Don't you just love it? So I was about to bring in our special in-studio guest, and this individual really is extra special to me and near and dear to my heart, Lady Tabitha Kindred Smith, the code killer. I'm looking forward to hearing about this code killer, is a wife, mother, served as CEO for process engineering, program manager, case manager, life healing coach, motivational speaker, radio and TV host, model, actress, writer, film producer. I'm getting exhausted with all of her accolades. She is just such a dynamo actress, author, and international businesswoman growing up in the Silicon Valley. I actually had the pleasure of meeting, I affectionately call Tabitha Kindred Smith, Lady Tabitha. And she and I became familiar with one another through an organization in which I serve as the Global Master Trainer, Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, Boston Movement, and Vertical Leap. And she came and was one of the participants, and we just simply fell in love with each other. And we have been walking on the journey of life together at different levels. And without further ado, I want to bring in this true dynamo woman of God. And I love this whole code killer. I can't wait to hear about that. So give and support me in welcoming and give our in-studio guest, Lady Tabitha Kindred Smith, a virtual boardroom hand and round of applause. Lady Tabitha, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Coach Adams, I'm so, so happy to be here. It's like coming back home, you know? So I'm excited.
Well, I am equally excited. It's wonderful to have you. And, you know, one of the things that I like to do, and I love that you were interested in sharing in this so timely topic that we're talking about, navigating through difficulty. And I want us to talk about that. But before we do, obviously I've shared a lot of accolades about you and titles and who you are. But if you were to describe Lady Tabitha, who would you actually say she is?
I would say, first of all, she is the daughter of the Most High God. The next thing, I'm proud to be a daughter of my parents. I'm proud to be a mother, a wife, and a God chaser, I would say, and also a person that is just really, really seeking God every day and staying open for change and hearing his voice. In a nutshell, I'm on a journey, I'm growing, I'm learning, and I'm cracking codes of life.
I love that. Tell me more about this code killer, because you have me so intrigued with that. What does that actually mean?
Well, my dear, I'm an engineer by trade, and I find in life, you know, as I go through this rebirth and this journey, that really taking time, putting the pieces together in life, and, you know, that some people call it an aha moment. Some people call it an aha moment. I call it, wow, I cracked the code on that, you know. For example, depression and anxiety, I found that if you just talk about, like, literally go back to as far as you can, childhood, let's say even in the womb, and talk about it and journal it, you're going to put some pieces together and you're going to crack codes in life that you may have not had a clear understanding why you felt this way, why you reacted this way. And studying the brain. So there's some dynamics to it, but that's my way of saying taking time to study and learn you as God's creation and then the journey you've been on.
I appreciate that. And you know what? I am so excited that you're here to assist us in breaking this code as we are navigating through difficulty. Of course, I don't care who you are. Everyone, absolutely everyone, has been affected by this coronavirus pandemic. I'm in Southern California. You're in Northern California. What are some of the effects that you have experienced around this coronavirus pandemic in your area?
Well, number one, as we all know, for some reason, all the toilet paper and paper towels are off the shelf. Lines in the grocery store where a lot of the stores are just closed completely. And some, of course, there's a line because you can only have a certain amount of stores. Our schools are closed, and they shall be closed for quite some time, which is really huge. No plan in place necessarily. I think those are the positive thing that I see a lot of families out walking together, which I did not witness that prior to, but a lot of families are exercising together. So that's the positive visual things that I see.
You know what? I appreciate you sharing that. And I want to share with you, for we're in a 4-week series, and this is week number 3 in our 4-week installment. And in week 1, we talked about the importance of having a positive mindset. And the key to having a positive mindset is really and truly our thoughts. And so what are we processing and thinking on? Because that's going to make a difference. You know, I gave and I often use this illustration, that when a boxer goes into the ring, that boxer has to go into the ring with the mindset, his thought process has to be, I'm going to win this fight. I'm going to knock my opponent out. And so having a positive mindset. We also talked about staying anchored in faith. For me, is essential. Everyone's at a different place. But for me, and I'm just simply sharing what I have learned to be true as it relates to navigating through difficulty. In addition, we talked about maintaining a good attitude. You know, a good attitude is how we move and navigate through life. And so beyond our thinking, it's how do I move about in this world every day? What is my continence? What is the energy that I transfer to the world around me? So that was week number one. Week number two, we went to the next level and we looked at accept what's beyond your control. And what do we mean by that is that this pandemic, it's beyond our control. But just because we deal with circumstances that may be beyond our control doesn't mean we have to be out of control. And then we looked at don't entertain negativity. I painted the stage that it's so important. Don't set this beautiful table with china and a beautiful centerpiece and all of that in the expensive linen for negativity to pull up a seat and sit at the table in your mind. So we don't want to entertain negativity. We talked about that misery loves company, and it's so easy to get corridored and caught up into this vacuum of the negative energy because of what we're seeing in the media. Then we also talked about staying hopeful. You know, so often at difficult times, it's difficult to find the hope in a situation. And I love in your reflection of what you observed, you said, but this is the positive. I am seeing families walking together. And that is a beacon of hope. Families are coming together and they're becoming closer one to another. So if we can only stay hopeful in the situation, don't get in a place of despair, but know that all things are subject to change. So I'm so excited, Lady Tabitha, because tonight we're talking about be a leader, see beyond the storm, and stay calm. Be a leader, see beyond the storm, and stay calm. You know, in my role as Global Master Trainer with Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth Ministry, Boss the Movement, and Vertical Leap, we talk about that there are three types of people. You know, 87% of people are followers. 10% are categorized and influence behavior as destroyers. And there's this small 3% that are the leaders. And, you know, the reality is that a leader, they set trends, they take charge. A leader is the one that is guiding other people. So what I want to share is that in being a leader, don't get caught up following the crowd, doing what everybody else is doing just because it's the status quo. You know, you mentioned, Lady Tabitha, toilet paper. Quote became hoard it, get as much as you can. And so when someone like you or I is going out on a normal shopping day, I had this about a month ago, I had to go to 6 stores to find a basic necessity because the status quo became hoard it, get all that you can. And interestingly enough, our mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, they packaged toilet paper, and I remember having a conversation with our coach, and he said, you know we packaged toilet paper in 2 of our plants, right? And I said, yeah, I do know that. He said, there's no shortage of toilet paper. But what we saw happening was that this pandemic has caused panic. The panic caused fear, and the fear caused scarcity. And so when we're talking about don't do things just because it's the status quo, there's not a shortage. Get what you need, but don't hoard it.
Right.
Because a leader takes charge. A leader steps out beyond the crowd. A leader leads. A leader guides himself, and a leader guides others. And so what I want our global listening audience to recognize is that this is a great opportunity for you in your area, wherever that may be, your corner of the world, your block, your street, your community, for you to be a leader, be the trendsetter, be a guide to others. And so as you navigate through this difficulty, be a guide and a trendsetter for others to follow. Set the trends. You know, ladies, Tabitha, I would love to hear, what are some of your thoughts around being a leader in these difficult times?
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach Adams, I got to be honest. Initially when this happened, you know, I just sat there and I thought about this. Well, I've never lived in such a time. I don't think most of us have. We've heard about it, but we haven't lived in these times. So I think it's very important. One of the things that I'm doing is that in the morning I start my day by spending time with God, writing in my journal, and meditating with my family separately and then with my family. But one of the things that I'm doing, being a leader, and I'm sharing because I totally agree with you, is that I actually went and bought potting soil. Why? For several reasons. I think it's important that we grow our own food. And it also gave me a productive, healthy of interacting with my family and then sharing with others. So that's one of the things. I started a garden. So I didn't buy toilet paper. I bought potting soil and looked up on YouTube different ways. And it was all new to me, but I said, let me stretch myself. Let me do something that I had not done before, but I think is necessary.
I absolutely love that. Talking about being a trendsetter, talking about thinking outside of the box, taking a different spin and saying, how can I take the lead with my family to position us in a different way so that we are not fighting for the basic necessities of what we need? What are some of the things that you planted? I'm so intrigued by this. I love it.
Wonderful. And with that also came cracking the code is that, so I decided.
You're breaking up just a little bit there for me. So can you bring that in again? Because we missed it.
I said, so in addition to being a blessing to my family, I decided to start on Sunday prayer, praise, and plant. Because right now we need prayer in our world. We need praise, but we also need healthy food. We don't know what's going to happen in the near future with our food supply, or we don't have any idea. But one of the things that we've started planning, and I don't have a huge yard, and that's something too. It doesn't really matter if you're in an apartment or a home or on 3 acres. You can use pots. So we started planting green onions and started right from the grocery store just by clipping off that little bottom, setting in some water and then dirt. And then you have a root, and they will grow literally overnight. Greens, potatoes.
Those are one of
radishes.
My favorites, greens. What kind of greens?
Celery. And I
you're
thought,
talking my language.
Awesome.
You know you're talking to the foodie, okay?
Yes, Coach Adams. You can do it right on
but
your
that's
kitchen
a healthy
counter.
One. I love greens. I love
absolutely.
Greens.
Absolutely. You can do this right on your kitchen counter. A, it's just positive energy, healthy conversation, togetherness with the family. B, it's healthy for your body. And C, it's saving your money, right? A lot of people can't go to work and make an income, right? So I buy these things, my husband and I, weekly. And so it just falls in line. It's like multiple purpose of benefits. So I think as leaders, thinking out of the box, that's important. And when you're, as I say, self, and I learned that one of the codes that I cracked, if you don't take care of self healthy, then there's really no step two. You know, eventually it all catches up to you. So this is important, especially during trying times, to take care of yourself.
Absolutely, and it is so key to take care of ourselves. And self-care is definitely one of the areas that we'll be covering and digging into what does that look like more specifically. That's actually in our installment on next week, which is our fourth in the series, because it is so important to walk in self-care. You know, it's interesting when we're talking about being a leader, and I want our global listening audience to recognize that wherever you are a leader. You may not be necessarily in a leadership role, but each and every one of us were created to be a leader. When I think about my foundation, which is the Word of God tells us that we were created and designed to take dominion. That means that we were designed to be a leader. So right where you are, think about those areas in which you can, instead of being a follower, that you can take the lead. Because truly, if you rise up as a beacon of light, as an influencer, one that is saying, I'm going to take charge, I'm going to lead others during this difficult time and help them through, maybe it's bringing food to seniors in your area. I don't know what that all looks like. Maybe it's giving a homeless person that you see on the bus stop a blanket and a bag of food. I don't know.
Yes.
But taking leadership right where you are, beyond being a leader in a designated title role, you can make a difference right where you are. And so this
that
is something
so
that I really, it is, isn't it? Any other thoughts
so
on being a leader?
It's so key, because first you have to lead yourself. Like, who's sitting at the head table in your life, in your universe?
Right.
There's God in you, right? And then your family, like you said, we don't need a title. You know, we carry a lot of different titles, but at the end of the day, in a situation like this, titles don't matter. It doesn't discriminate against anyone. So the other thing with the herbs and planting, I'm making tea so we can drink it and keep our immune system high. The other thing that I'm doing as a leader is that I've chose not to put negativity on my pages. And what I mean by that, instead of showing the death toll, and I firmly believe that we need to follow all the rules of safety, masking, gloves, and spacing. I firmly believe that. But I do understand if we continue to read, and we are going to start a verbal virus as well. And first we'll poison ourselves, and then we'll poison others. So I'm on board with that, Coach Adams. I so believe in that. So I've made a decision as a leader to only put up positive things at this time, just because I feel like we're all flooded with facts and false facts and opinions. So as a leader, as an influencer, I've decided to put positive images, people being healed, not to discount the people that are sick, because we're praying for them as well. But and then offering people ways that they can come out and feed the homeless. And if they're not comfortable with that, they can prepare food. So I would say that's the next thing that I'm doing.
Well, you know, I love that you brought out that key point that leadership starts with us first, each and every one of us, to lead our lives. And in leading our lives, we are operating and being the best life managers that we can be. In a crisis, understanding what do I need to do as a leader, as a life manager of my life, my family's life, and then transferring that over. And I love that you said, as a leader, I made the decision that I would not post the negative, that I would continue to illuminate the positive. And that's so important as a leader to make that decision. Why? Because we're going to get, if you want the negative, the news, their agenda is bringing you the most, you know, salacious story. You know, what story has the most sizzle? And so the sizzle has been people that are struggling with the virus, but not the people that are coming through the virus, generally speaking, the death toll and all of that. Now, of course, we both as leaders believe and we know that you have to stay informed. It's so important and crucial that you stay informed. But you don't have to get your information through the media. You can go to the World Health Organization, WHO, online and get the up-to-date information around the virus and what's happening and those things that you need to know. Because that negativity, as we spoke about on last week, you are inviting it in. You're entertaining it. And that's counterproductive in this season. I am loving the richness of what you are sharing. And, you know, it's just, ooh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I want to move, Lady Tabitha, to our next point. And that is see beyond the storm. Because when we're in the eye of the storm, the reality is it's difficult to imagine there being no storm and the storm coming to a close. But this is the thing. It does. The reality is life is about seasons, and all seasons come to a close. All seasons change. And so this trouble that we're facing right now, or any trouble that we may be facing, trouble doesn't last always. After every storm, there is a rainbow that appears. And this is what I love understanding about a rainbow. The arc of a rainbow is a symbol and a bridge to the other side. So if we start envisioning in our mind the rainbow after the storm, that helps us to maintain in a place that's hopeful because we know the bridge is coming. Now is the time to get clear on our vision beyond this difficulty. So what is it that you're going to utilize on the other side? What does the other side look like for you? See the rainbow of your vision and all of the vibrant colors. Begin to imagine, what is life like on the other side of this structural change that we are all embarking upon? Life as we knew it, it is no more. Something, yes, they will recalibrate. Other things have been reset. Other things, there's been a shifting. And so we have to understand that we need to begin to imagine, what will this next chapter of my life be like? And begin with casting a vision of your next season. And so vision is our ability to see, to envision something, to perceive it. So what do you envision for this next season of your life? Begin to lift yourself up out of this season of storm and allow your vision to bring you clarity, because it gives us direction and hope. Vision can lift us out of the difficulty. And this is the thing, without vision, people perish. And so I don't want to see you perish because you have no vision, because you've gotten so overwhelmed and so all consumed with the circumstances of what we're facing today. Take the time to create a vision board for your next chapter. Have fun with it. What a great thing to do a family vision board for those that have families, places you want to go, things you want to take your kids to see, an individual vision board. Having fun with that process and fully engaging in it, seeing the details, the vibrancy, and moving them from your imagination to this amazing vision board. You can get as creative as you want to or not. And this is a thing that I, you know, as I share this setup, and I want to hear your thoughts, Lady Tabitha, that story, mine, yours, whoever's listening in, your story is not over. His story continues in you and through you, but it's going to happen in the vision that's in you. So there is life beyond this crisis. I want you to know that. But we may have to fight to see it. When you're in the eye of the storm, and I don't believe that we're even in the fullness of the eye of the storm. We're in a storm, but I don't believe we're in the eye just yet. And it's going to, I believe, get a little bit worse before it gets better, but it will get better. Lady Tabitha, what are your thoughts on seeing beyond the storm?
Well, Coach, the first thing I want to highlight, you said something very, very important, and I want our listening audience to really hone in on this and pick this up. You said I'm paraphrasing, but I heard you say, you must pick yourself up out of the storm and look beyond the storm and begin to plan for yourself and your family. And you also said
Absolutely.
Something very key, that we are not even in the eye of the storm. So really, we're at the beginning, and you could save yourself a lot of anxiety, pain, heartache, and time if you could hold on to that phrase and you make a decision, pick yourself up, and look over the storm. Look over the storm. It's just like an airplane. When we're in turbulence, the pilot will go up in elevation to get out of the storm. I believe because of vision, what you said, Coach Adams, our vision, we can see, we can visualize. God's given us all that gift, but we must be intentional. You said you must pick yourself up. So I encourage everyone that's listening to us that will take that as a gift, a golden nugget for yourself, and I'm going to be even more intentional. But that's exactly what I did, Coach. I said, you know, I listened to some things. I said, oh, my, oh, Lord, what's going on here? You know, again, we've never been in this position. So I had to make a decision to pick myself up, start looking beyond the storm. And so what that looked like for me is that I said, well, it looks like literally I have time to sit and plan and think out and position myself, reposition myself. And I believe that is so important for all of us to, when this storm comes to an end, because it will, all storms do, to make sure that we have spent that quality time with ourselves and identify our passion and our purpose and realign ourselves according to what business or life may look like through your seeking God, looking at the data, reposition yourself. But it's also, again, it starts with a decision. That's really powerful.
And you're so right, and I thank you for highlighting what you did, because it is about making a decision. And if each and every one of us can recognize that I have the power. Remember I said that last week we talked about we have to accept what's beyond our control. The pandemic
Yes.
and the course that it's on, it's beyond our control. I can do
Yes.
my part. But I have no control of how that itself is going to play out. But I personally, I don't have to be out of control. I can take control
Right.
of my life as a leader. I can make decisions
Yes.
that support me and my family and support me beyond this season that we're in. And I love that you really highlighted that the key is we have to lift ourselves beyond the storm with vision. And that is so
Yes.
key.
Yes.
Now, for some, we may have thought, oh, I started my goals at the start of the year, and, you know, now it's different now. We're at a structural change. We're all dealing with this structural change. Life as we knew it pre- the break of the pandemic, it is behind us now. Again, I'm not saying that to be doom and gloom, and I'm not saying that to say that some things we will not weave back in. But for example, some parents who are now homeschooling, not all are having a challenge with it. Some may say, you know what, I never thought about homeschooling, and I absolutely love it. So their child
Right.
will not go back into a standard school environment. Because through this circumstance that the parent was pushed into, they realized, I prefer homeschooling my child. There are those that will say, can the schools open up quickly, sooner rather than later? Because, of course, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is just so not for me. There are those restaurants that they will have limited in seating because of having to quickly shift into a greater level of takeout. And so I can just go on, but so much that
right.
we knew in the way that we knew it, there are college students that, you know, they thought, I was at the university, I never thought about just doing online classes exclusively, that will say, you know what, with all that happens on campuses, I kind of like this whole, you know, online campus mm-hmm. setting. So there's so many different things that they're going to change. Where you are,
yes.
where I am, where we thought we
yes.
might be, it's different. And so now
Absolutely.
Is the time to revisit what is your vision beyond this season. And this season
and Coach,
will come to a close. Yes.
If I could also encourage our listeners, as you think out of the box for your business, your ministry, your home, we must put the element of virtual, how we know what fast food or restaurants pick up, but how does that apply to your life? Like, I feel like all of us need to bring it home and think out of the box and have some brainstorming sessions with friends, families, associates, what does that look like? And I believe that this is going to be such a creative time. And we look at the Uber and the Airbnb and different, or even blog radio. Who would have thought blog radio would be so successful? But blog radio was one of the best things that happened to this world, meaning, you know, we can have discussion. Like, you literally have a global audience. You can be anywhere in the world. They don't have to fly into the studio. That just removed thousands of dollars of cost, but yet the message, the platform is there. So I would encourage everyone to take a look at your life and how can you expand your territory virtually and still be a blessing and still create income.
Absolutely love it. And that is so key, thinking out of the box. And that's what leaders do. And I love that you brought that point out. You know, Lady Tabitha, it is amazing how quickly time flies. And I definitely,
oh my.
I want to get to this last point. And I want us, if we can, if time permits, for us to be able to at least take a question or comment or two or what have you. But we've already talked about, and I thank you, our global listening audience, for those that are tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we are discussing navigating through difficulty. We've talked about being a leader, the importance of being a leader in times of difficulty. We've talked about and looked at seeing beyond the storm and how important that is to have vision. And our last point for today's installment is, stay calm. Stay calm in the midst of the storm. Stay calm in the midst of life's difficulties. Stay calm as you're facing those challenges. You see, the reality is that difficulty stirs up many emotions: anxiety, stress, worry, fear, loss of peace, uncertainty, lack of control. All of these things, I can go on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The key is to anchor our feelings and shift the negative energy. And I want to give just a few areas and ways in which we can do that. One is we can be still, quiet our mind. Just take an opportunity to be still. You know, I have a patio and I love, and I've been really maximizing, even with the cooler weather and the rain, sitting on my patio and just being still, quieting my mind. When we're dealing with difficulty, oftentimes anxiety rises up in that panic. It is so important to breathe. Take deep breaths to manage your stress. Let's take a deep breath in and exhale out. Sometimes that deep breath is exactly what we need just to calm ourselves down and to refocus and to recenter when we're in the panic of life. Just take a breath, breathe. Ooh, yes, let it out. So taking that moment to breathe. You know, another that I have found is truly beneficial for me, meditate and pray. For me, it's really about staying anchored in what's essential for me, and that is faith, and we've talked about that. So meditate and pray. And the last that I would share is put on your thinking cap. Think things through. So often because we're reacting, we're not taking the time to process. And so when I say put on our thinking cap, it's so that you can process through and not just react through. And so, Lady Tabitha, do you have any thoughts around stay calm before we invite our global listening audience to chime in with us?
Just to piggyback on what you said, Coach, I totally agree with everything you said. So additionally, I would say what I do is I write in my journal every day. So I think it's important just to write it out. How are you feeling? Some things you can't talk to people about, but you can write it out in your journal and get it outside of you and on paper. And I know all of us are having to make very important decisions. So what I recommend people do, take a piece of paper or within that journal, fold it in half, write, put a line down the center, write the question at top, whatever that is that's concerning you, and put the pros and the cons and begin to list them in each column. And therefore, you can look at the data in black and white, and you can become resolved. You can make a better, sound decision with prayer and meditation and make a decision. That's my advice. And exercise, of course.
Ooh, I love that. That is such a value add. And I thank you for the richness of that nugget, because that truly is some other thoughts that we can think about around helping us to stay calm and to process through. I want to take this opportunity. Yeah. This is a time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-374. Don't be shy. Press 1. We would love to hear from you. Are you taking anything away from this hour of empowerment? What stood out the most? Maybe you have a recommendation around those areas that we spoke about today. We invite you to chime right on in. Maybe you have some additional thoughts on being a leader or a question. Thoughts around see beyond the storm or a question or stay calm. So we invite you to chime right on in. Lady Tabitha, I just can't say how much I so appreciate you taking the time out and filling the pool to say, I want to be a part of the solution with you as we navigate through difficulty. We do have a caller, and so I will transition our caller in.
Thank you.
Area code 972. Last 4 digits 3507. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest, Lady Tabitha. What's your question or comment?
Well, I just like the fact that you said I am live. That, you know, that's fire right there. That means, come on. And this whole hour has been full of fire and inspiration, and I'd like to just comment to both of you and your thoughts that you're sharing with your listening audience. This is Apostle Linda Holiday. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. I really was impressed with those statistics at the beginning, and only 3% leaders, I was a little devastated by that, you know, and I understand now why I'm always teaching the people that I train that you, as a leader, if you look behind you and you don't see anybody following you, then you might reconsider your leadership habits. But I love the topic that you have tonight, navigating through difficult times. And you all have just put so much beauty here, and I love Lady Tabitha putting her hands in the soil and just bringing life to a seed, which is a beautiful thought process for those that are walking through these different situations that we're walking in today, that if you plant the seed in the soil, it will make a root because you're going to water it. And that root will grow, and it will come above the soil once it germinates. And it's a process for restoration. That plant that you're going to eat, the flower's going to bloom, but you're going to have life. I thank you for that beautiful new thing that you're doing. I also wanted to suggest is that in these difficult times, a way to navigate, it's a time now for everyone to reevaluate self. And although we are broken, God puts the broken pieces back together, and we're shaken, but we're still standing. And we should look at this moment as we navigate through the difficult times to reset our foundations of our lives. It gives you an opportunity to literally start all over where you didn't know that you came to the mark. You're able to, as Coach said, you know, create your vision board. This is now the time that what's been shut up inside of you to be produced. And I think starting by rebuilding your foundation, if a foundation has a crack in it, the house begins to settle and one side is tilting and the other side's up in the air. And so now we can get the balance where we never had it before. And I just wanted to share that. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. And thank you for sharing that richness, Dr. Linda. It is always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I so appreciate you taking the time out and with the time difference and giving such a richness, greater richness and value around what we're talking about. Lady Tabitha, we do have another caller, area code 424, last four digits, 3429. You are live on Motivational Mondays, and we thank you for chiming in. What's your thoughts?
Well, hello, hello. Thank you for having me. My name is Rod Lamar, a creator, admin of Promote Yourself and Someone Else. Just want to thank you once again. This is my second week on the call. As I said last week, boy, have I been missing out for such a long time. Believe me. So I just wanted to thank you for the guests that you have today. And you said something that sparks some interest in my leadership ability, something I created 5 years ago related to a vision board. And I put together this amazing vision board. I did it all on PowerPoint, computer, and all that kind of stuff, and I use it on a regular basis. But I never really knew how to get it. I never really thought about putting it on the market until, you know, recently. And so with both of you, you're very accomplished with your endeavors and things you sought to do. What is your suggestion? Sometimes you just don't have a clue on how to market a great idea. And so, as I mentioned, I got this amazing PowerPoint that I put together, and I'm pretty good with PowerPoint. It's a PowerPoint vision board with music and everything on it. And I'm like, boy, wouldn't that be cool as an app? So what are your suggestions? This is my verbal disclosure. But what How have you two gone about, you know, I've done my research, but I just don't see how to do it, and I don't know the next step to take.
Well, you know, Lady Tabitha, being that she's in the industry, may have some other thoughts, but for me, and I don't say this to be a cliche, and Rod, I so appreciate you being here and just chiming in and being such a great support of entrepreneurs and giving others a platform through all of what you do. I would say, because I'm not an expert in this particular area, but I would say let Google be your friend. Google, ask the questions and start gathering the information that would direct you to what your next steps are. You know, like, where do you go with a new app? Who helps you bring that to the market, or whatever the questions may be, and let Google be your friend and your guide to at least point you in the right direction. Those are my thoughts. Lady Tabitha, and we do have another call.
Thank you.
I totally agree with Coach Adams, and thank you again for calling and listening in. As you were talking, I think, again, thinking out of the box, are you familiar with Airbnb Experience? Well, there's a platform there that you can actually, one of the things that I'm doing, I'm giving you a golden nugget that I,
thank you so much.
This is a golden nugget. So you can, being that we need more interface virtually, and right now vision boards, people can't go to vision board parties, but they can do it virtually, and you can actually do it on the Experience platform. So I would suggest that. I think that would be a winner for you. Yes, Experience, as well as Facebook Live. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good. Thank
Ooh,
you so
that's
much.
A good
I
nugget.
You
I look forward to hearing more about that, Rod Lamar. And thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
We so value and appreciate your engagement. So we have another caller. Our next caller, I'm bringing you in and transitioning you now. It's 916 area code, last four digits, 7593. You are live, and we welcome you to the boardroom. What's your question or comment?
Hello, Coach Adams and Lady Tabitha. This is Lisa from Sacramento.
And this is Keith.
Well, hello there.
Hello, friends.
Hello, my beautiful friends.
Family.
Hi,
oh,
we just
hello.
Wanted to let you know that we love you and we are listening, and I am just so very grateful for your encouragement. I would just say, like, this last 2 weeks, like, there was a little bit of that space of shock, I think, over what was going on, and just kind of watching things, you know, change so quickly and get shut down, and then they don't know kind of what's going on with the kids' schools, and so you know, there was a lot of processing that needed to be done through that, but I'm really grateful for your encouragement and your reminder on ways to be a leader during this time. You know, some of the things we've done already, Keith has the garden in, and we've been out picking our weeds and taking care of things that we need to take care of, but I've found through this couple weeks, too, I just wanted to share that this has been a really good time for our family to just settle in. And, you know, we've got this little word up on this little mirror that's right in our living room that just says, put family time first. And, you know, we've been spending more time just every day. My daughter and I have been getting out, you know, we've been walking the dog and getting to the river, or, you know, doing yard work together, or, you know, I have her reading the book, The Case for Christ, right now, and she has a goal. She has to read 2 chapters every day. You know, today I went in my art studio, and in and amongst that, I did work also that I needed to get done for my work, you know, so it's just interesting kind of to see how we can have a different balance than what we've been used to, and we can still be productive, and but we can be leaders, and we don't have to fear during this time. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for the reminder and for the encouragement that we're all on the right track.
I
thank
love
you,
it.
Thank
and,
you.
You know, next week we're going to be talking about self-care, and I love some of what you shared. I hope you can tune in and share some thoughts around what you and your family are doing to maintain balance and walk in self-care, because those are some rich nuggets. I love it. And thank you so much for chiming in. We so appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh, I went too fast. Say it again.
Ooh, I love you, Lisa and Keith. Thank you so much. You have inspired me.
Oh, yes, we love you too. And thank you for sharing your nuggets on leadership and just reminding us that, you know, this is the time to really still just be stepping up and walking in that leadership role.
And congratulations on the gardening. Be it start small.
Yes.
You start small and you just kind of get familiar and you kind of know it works and you just do some research. And next thing you know, you start adding things. And then you end up like what we got is I spent an entire weekend planting seeds and
Wow. We
got a little bit of everything growing now. So,
well,
it's
my
fun.
Dear brother, you'll be so proud of me. I was planning on giving you a call.
Well, you know, I so
Absolutely.
Truly hope, really and truly, that you can tune in next week, because one of the things that I put down for self-care is gardening. And so to kind of share your experience around that, if you feel inclined and led, I invite you to join us on next week. I thank you again for tuning in. It's been such a joy. And, you know, as we close out talking about leadership, I wanted to just share that I, of course, have a leadership partner in John Maxwell, being a certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach with the John Maxwell Organization. And I have a leadership mastermind coming up on this Thursday, Leading Through Crisis. We've been talking about just navigating through difficulty, but this is a very exclusive, private mastermind on leading through crisis. And you're going to get some key nuggets around what you do in this season as a designated leader or implied leader struggling to do what you need to do in this season. I want to also share with you, if you want additional information around the mastermind, you would give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. You have to act now, starting on this Thursday, April the 9th. It's a 4-week mastermind on, again, the subject of leading through crisis. You can also send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, and a perfect time as well for coaching is available, and so many different tools and resources. Oh, my gosh, Lady Tabitha, it looks like we have another caller. I'm going to sneak them in because we're right
okay,
at our time,
great.
But I would love to hear from them. Area code 408, last four digits, 2968, looks like. You are live on Motivational Mondays. What's your question or comment?
All right, 2968, who do we appreciate? Oh, hey. Okay, you guys are all excited. I was thinking, well, I'm excited too, but okay, I'll calm down.
Yeah, we are.
No.
Thank
we
you
love
for
it.
Calling in.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know if I'm supposed to be excited or not excited or what I'm supposed to do, but I'm coming into this excited.
Whatever you desire. So we love that. We actually, you know, one thing I have to say is attitude is one of the most contagious things and qualities that we have as human beings that we possess. And so our enthusiasm was contagious for you. So I love that. So, caller, what's your comment or question today on Motivational Mondays? And thank you so much for your engagement.
Yeah, well, I'm not really, you know, I'm not like one of the people that sit in the pew, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of the people that are up on the stage, you know, and I feel like I'm on stage right now, which I am, and you're in the audience. So this is a live performance, and you're a live audience, and you're all ladies, and I'm thinking, I love to be here, and I'm so happy, but so I don't know what to say. You put me on the spot like that, and I'm like, I don't know what to say anymore. I had so much going through my mind, but it all went away, and I'm thinking, oh, no.
Well, you know, I appreciate that you just wanted to engage, and the energy was contagious, and we thank you so much for listening in. To everyone that has listened in to Motivational Mondays today, I want to remind you that this is the third in our 4-session installment. If you have missed any of the previous installments and you want to kind of make a personal connection with the details around what has been shared as we've been on this journey on navigating through difficulty. Everything is available online, on demand for your convenience at blogtalkradio.com, just a reminder, /inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U, blogtalkradio.com /inspiredmedia for you. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by.
Ooh.
Lady Tabitha, I can't thank you enough for being with us today. I know you are gracing us with your presence on next week as well as we close out this particular topic and discussion, and we're looking forward to having you. I'm hoping that the Johnsons will join us and share with us some gardening around self-care. If they feel like being in the boardroom, we welcome that. We thank you to all of our listeners. If you want additional information on the support tools that are available through WIN International, which is the umbrella of the Coach Adams brand, again, give a call to 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Want to learn more about Coach Adams? Visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. That's all that we have time for today on Motivational Monday. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. We thank you so much for tuning in. And as we navigate through this difficulty together, we want to remind you, don't lose focus on your goals and your dreams. They are worth the fight. And we look forward to having you share with us on next week. I coach and you win.